Everybody. My name is Barbara. I am a food addict and a bulimic with exercise. Really, really grateful for this meeting. So my first meeting was in April of 1987. The Sunday before my first meeting, which was on a Wednesday night, I spent the day clutching the arms of my chair and saying, I'm not going to eat anymore. I'm not going to eat anymore. And then I would get up and I'd go into the kitchen and eat and then come back and cry and then white knuckle and go back and eat. It was, for me, it was a real bottom. My life at that point was I would get up in the morning and I would do an exercise show on TV. For all you youngsters, that's before all the media we have now, the social media and recording and whatever. So I'd work out for a half an hour and then I'd go to work, unless I would call in sick, but we'll get into that later. And I wouldn't allow myself to eat. Sometimes I would have a little bit of something at lunchtime, but I would go and work out with weights. And then around 3 o'clock in the afternoon, I'd hit the candy machine, the vending machines. And I would then teach and take aerobics classes with very little fuel in my body. And then I would come home, crawl into the cabinets in the refrigerator, and binge until I passed out. And then I'd get up the next morning, beat myself up, and do it all over again. I was really full of fear, and I was really desperate. So that's where I was when I came in. I think I was born a compulsive overeater. I can tell you what I had at my fifth birthday party and what the meal was for my high school graduation. I can't tell you any of the gifts, but I can certainly tell you what the food was. It didn't really become an issue about weight because I grew really quickly. So I was 5'4", my height now. I was 5'4" in sixth grade, and I was a pretty active kid. But once I hit puberty, even though I was not overweight, I started believing that I was because I was comparing myself to 9 and 10 year old girls. So I thought I was getting fat. And I got curvy, and I thought of that as being fat. And starting probably in high school, I started going on crazy diets. And my mom was a dance teacher, so I was a dancer, and I used the exercise, the dancing, the moving, to control my weight. And when you're a teenager, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. But my even though I was binging, the binging hadn't gotten really extreme yet. I was someone who didn't understand that you had to work really hard to achieve things, including if I wanted to perform, that I had to practice, and it was hard. And so I kind of drifted along, and I was, even though I'm the middle child, I have an older sister and a younger sister, I was the baby of the family. So even in high school, my mom was still making my doctor's appointments and buying my clothes for me. I was very dependent on her. I was the baby. I drifted off to a small college, and during my second semester, so I was 18, my mom had a brain aneurysm, and she died suddenly. And that's when my disease really took off. So it was always a little bit of an issue, and I'd go up and down, 5 or 10 pounds, but not really more than that. But once that happened, I was completely lost. I dropped out of school. I picked up drugs, alcohol, sleeping around. I was really wild. And I just was floundering for a number of years. And I know I have a higher power in my life because there are really horrible things that could have happened to me because I put myself in really dangerous places. But I, nothing horrible happened, but it could have. Eventually, at the end of my disco bunny days, I met my husband, and we started dating. And I, when I started dating him, I put down the drugs. And for the next however many years, I guess I was, I don't know, I was probably like 20, 21 until I came into program in 29. My disease, my eating got worse and worse and worse, and I kept exercising more and more and more and more. So when I came into program, I was 40 pounds overweight. And I was exercising 3 or 4 hours a day, and I was gaining weight because I was into volume. So, I mean, I was eating boxes and bags and pounds of food, and I was full of fear. The last thing I want to say about my disease, because you guys all know how to be addicts and eat compulsively, or whatever, do compulsive things with food, is that I was the nightmare employee that used to call in sick, especially on Mondays and Fridays, because I was so overwhelmed with life, and I would just binge all day and sleep and watch trashy TV or read trashy novels or whatever. I still read trashy novels, but not compulsively anymore, or not too compulsively anyway. Yeah, I was a mess, and I was in this dead end job that I was bored. So my sister c came into program, and for 4 years, she never proselytized. She didn't even lose her weight at first, but her life started getting better. The choices she was making about her job, the men she dated, her friends, the way she interacted with our family, because we were still in crisis after my mom died so suddenly. And my dad had just started to date my now stepmom. That was really powerful for me. And if I asked, you know, she would say something, but she didn't, you know, she didn't push it. She would strategically leave her big book on top of her suitcase when she visited us. So, but that was about it. Anyway, after that Sunday, the Sunday binge, the last binge, and you guys all know, you know, that fr Sunday night, this is it. This is the last time I'm going to do this. And you have this big binge, you know, go to the store and you get all the food and you have this big binge. And then first thing Monday morning, la, 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 right? There was something different about this Sunday night. And even though I did eat compulsively on Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday before I went to my Wednesday night meeting, I was so desperate that I was like, okay, I'm going to go. I'm sorry, I wanted to say one more thing. Right, a year before I came into program, I developed an allergy to refined sugar and alcohol and started getting really bad migraines. Like I would be out of work for 2 or 3 days in pain and nausea. But I couldn't put the sugar down. I could put the alcohol down, but I could not put the sugar down, even though I knew I was going to be absolutely miserable. So that's where I was. Okay. So I come into my first meeting. There's all these people talking about things that I don't understand. And everybody's going, thank you, God. Thank you, God. And before I went to my first meeting, the only time people talked about God was when they wanted to convert me. And the only reason I didn't leave my first meeting, because I thought you all were crazy, was because I knew my sister's life had gotten better and she wasn't standing on a street corner somewhere selling flowers, you know. So I had some, you know, there was credibility there. My first sponsor was way taller than me, and she had a very deep voice and a German accent, and I was very intimidated, but I was so desperate that I just said, okay, I'll do whatever you say. And so I started using her food plan. And she said, "You're going to do 90 meetings in 90 days." I needed someone really bossy. I don't sponsor that way today, but I needed someone that bossy and strong because I was a know-it-all, and I was stubborn, and I got the yeah buts. Yeah, but I can't. Yeah, but I don't. Yeah, but yeah, but yeah, but. And I can't even remember her name, but my first sponsor was like, "You're going to do it this way because this is the way I do it. And eventually, if this is not working for you, you can find another sponsor. But for today, you're doing it this way." So, on instruction from my sponsor, my first morning, she said, "Call me at six, write down your food, your three meals, using my food plan." So there was a pamphlet she gave me. Write down your food, call me at 6 a.m. Before you do, write down your food, get down on your knees, turn your higher, turn, say the first three steps and turn it over to your higher power. And it doesn't matter what your higher power is, just pick something. It doesn't matter. So I didn't grow up in a religious home. I'm ethnically Jewish, but my dad's an atheist. And so we celebrated all the holidays, but I didn't go to temple and we didn't talk about God or anything. So I chose Glinda the Good Witch of the North because I love the Oz books. Get down on my knees the first morning, and I am rolling my eyes, going, "This is the stupidest thing I've ever done." "Okay, Glinda, this is what I'm eating today." You know, and I'm rolling my eyes, and I say the first two steps. I'm reading them off, you know, pamphlet, and I called my sponsor and I told her what I was going to eat. And you know what? I didn't eat compulsively that day. Oh, remember, maybe this works, right? So then I did it again. And every day, and I was really scared about driving myself. I mean, I barely made it to my first meeting. So my sponsor took me to, she probably drove me to meetings for the first month about. And I didn't know what I was doing, and I didn't know what people were talking about, but I just kept going because I was just so desperate. I did have some slips at the beginning. And when I did, I was like, my hands would shake and I didn't want to tell my sponsor. And I was really scared because I was still in that, oh, I'm a naughty child. I ate something that was bad, kind of place that's just part of this disease. But what I learned was that it's not a moral issue and I have a disease. And even though in those days, in where I was in the Boston area at that point, there were a lot of people who were very, very strict and rigid about their program, many of whom are not in OA anymore. They're in Food Addicts Anonymous. Still, there was love and acceptance. And people kept saying to me, "We will love and accept you until you can love and accept yourself." And that was awesome. So, I've been in program for, I don't know, it's 36 years. I have had 17 sponsors. Some of them left program, some of them I left and went and found somebody else. The last sponsor I had, the sponsor I've had since 2010, my food sponsor is wonderful. She's not the food police. She's loving and accepting. And I'm so grateful for her. I just want to talk about my relapse and then I'll tell you what I do to work my program. So I ate the same food plan, not my sponsor's original food plan, because it was no sugar, no flour, no grains. It was like I was starving myself. It wasn't healthy for me and my hair was falling out. And so I eventually went to a nutritionist. I got a food plan. And for many years, from the time I was 29 until I was 40 something, I use this food plan. And I started to let my discipline slip. And eventually I went back to school at night. I graduated and then I went back for an additional degree at night. And during that time, I didn't make program my first priority. And my discipline slipped away. And I went through menopause. So my body changed. So if eventually, like originally, I didn't gain any weight. It's just my body changed where the fat was distributed, moved to my stomach, and my clothes stopped fitting. And then I started gaining weight. And it took me about,
Gentle reminder, Barb, 5 more minutes.
thank you, David. It took me about 4 or 5 years of denial that I was in relapse. Before I was w willing to say, you know what, I'm in relapse and I need to do something about it. And what got me was I started getting really tired walking up one flight of stairs. And when I was blow drying my hair, my arms would ache and they'd be so tired I'd have to rest. I couldn't, you know, and that was like 15, 20 minutes, not a lot, right? And that scared me because I wasn't that old, right? So I got a new food sponsor because I hadn't been turning my food over or anything. I got a food sponsor. I went to a nutritionist. I changed my exercise routine, and I was able over. I did it very gently, so it took me about a year and a half to lose the weight. But I didn't want to go on a diet. I wanted to have a food plan. Basically, what I said to my nutritionist was, how much do I need to eat every day to maintain the weight that I want to be? And she told, if I was just sitting there doing nothing all day. And so she told me what that was. And that's what I did. And I've tweaked it a little bit over the years as I've gotten older. I don't need as much food. That really pisses me off, but that's the way it is. So things have gotten smaller, but whatever. So anyway, this is what how I work my program. When I get up in the morning, I get down on my knees and I say the Serenity Prayer, and then I say the third step prayer, and I ask my higher power to please let me be a blessing to someone today. And then if there's something in particular that I need to turn over or someone I need to pray for, I do. Then I read Voices of Recovery and For Today. And then I write my four G's in an email to my sponsor, which is gratitude, goals, glitches, and good. I also log my food and my exercise for the day. I just have an app, no magic to that. And I paste that into the email. I weigh and measure my food when I'm at home. I weigh and measure my exercise. And I send that email off to her. And I'm sorry, before I do the writing part, I also meditate for 5 minutes. I used to think, you know, people meditate for 20 minutes or an hour, and I'm like, I can't do that. So I started with 3 minutes, and that worked really well. And I'm up to now I'm retired. So, because when I was working, I didn't get up at 5:30 in the morning. So I was sleeping until the very last minute. So now, you know, because I don't have to get up early, I meditate for 5 minutes every morning. And during the day, the way I do my 10-step inventory, and this is something I learned from somebody at a meeting, is every time I go to the bathroom, I do a 10-step check-in because that reminds me to do it. When I'm at night, I'm too tired. I don't want to do it. So this works for me, and I do it regularly. I sponsor way too many people. I sponsor 5 people right now, but I love them all and I don't want to give them up. So for now, but I've committed, I will not take on any more sponsees. And I go to, I'm lucky enough now because I'm retired. I can go to 4 meetings a week. So I have 2 in-person meetings and then 2 virtual meetings, this being one of them. I'm so grateful for this meeting. It's so awesome. And I'm just really grateful for this program. I have been given material things because of it. Like the last 7 years of my career, I had the dream job. I love this job. When I woke up in the morning, even though it was stupid o'clock, most days I looked forward to going. That's a gift. I have this great relationship with my husband and my family. That's a gift. I was able to retire early because I learned how to weigh and measure my spending. Because we had, like, I don't know how much debt, thousands and thousands of dollars of debt. And that's because of this program. Because I didn't just binge and purge with exercise. I did it with money. And I don't have to do that anymore. So I'm just really grateful for this program. And just look, if I can do this, Miss Stubborn America, you can do this. Absolutely.
That's
thank you, Davey. You can do this with your higher power's help, whether that is the fellowship or the tree outside your window or whatever. With your higher power's help, you can do this too. So with that, I pass. Thank you.